stop by anytime. I've got the bookshelves loaded, and the backyard is green and blooming. Stop by anytime. Let the humidity curl your hair and the mulberry stain your toes. A wasp on a pillow on a hideaway bed. A whippoorwill whistle to a spooked city kid. Dry leaves catching round the camp and fire pit quicker than a rippling lake. If you could come around, I could take you out to where the bugs in the big woods shine. Just stop by anytime. Stop by anytime. The roommates are all doing fine. Just a couple summer colds and some summer deadlines. Stop by anytime to let another hour of news decide if it's wrong to keep calm. Or if it's wrong to fight. And cat bells jingle in the middle of the night. Fruit flies drown in the undrunk wine. Cracked blue china in the rack going dry. Older than a rowing boat. If you could come around, I could take you down to where the knots of the day untie. Just stop by anytime. Stop by anytime with a bit of small talk and a straight spine before my good guitar thumb gives up its good guitar drive. Stop by anytime. Why have you stayed away so long? Come keep company for a while. And two skinny cousins in a sunfish race, the rope through their teeth and the sun on their faces. They're round in the buoy at the back of the bay. They're lighter than a skipping stone. If you could come around, I could show you how to make the most of a lonesome night. Just stop.
Devin Sproul on Roots Down from Public Radio WVTF. Welcome.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you in Roanoke. Good to have you back in Virginia. Now, you were away for quite a while, but you're now back in the Charlottesville area. Tell me about that.
Yeah. I grew up in Virginia. I was born in Canada, but grew up here. And my husband also mostly in Virginia, Richmond guy. And we decided to try Berlin. This was 2011, and we'd been getting better gigs over there for the most part. So we moved over there in the fall, and it was beautiful, and I took some German lessons. We played some cool shows. It got cold. The beautiful yellow leaves fell. We had made some friends, but not close friends. So we went to England for Christmas, where we did have close friends from playing there a lot. We got to England. Their English is much better there. Berlin's good for English, but England, even better. And we just started thinking about it, and we realized that we needed to go home, maybe not home all the way to Virginia, but home to the States. And so we moved to Austin for 3 years, and we moved back to the Central Virginia area in April of this year.
All right. How's it being back?
Oh, man. It's beautiful. We decided we couldn't just move back into Belmont in Charlottesville and, like, wake up and be like, oh, we're back here again. Like, so we moved to the country, went to Stony Point.
So moving to Berlin, would that be called a David Bowie move? Is that what it is?
I do. It does feel cool, for sure. Yeah, yeah. I was listening to a thing about people in Paris right now reading A Movable Feast.
Yes.
And yeah. And thinking about, you know, all these big old cities, they have so much. And I think if we'd been in our 20s, maybe it would have been, we could have made that transplant a little more comfortably. But as it was a good adventure, but it just wasn't quite as long as we thought it would be.
But this whole time you're doing all this moving around, you're also creating music, recording albums?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The last two records I've made, I've recorded in Toronto. I was actually born in Ontario, and I have a lot of friends up there and a studio and producer who I've had a relationship with for a while. Also, it's coincided with my music floating a little bit away from the heavy folk fingerstyle stuff. So, and in Toronto, there's a lot of roots, but there's also a lot of weirdness and improvisation. So that was a nice little pot to stir the last couple records in.
Well, you're in the process of recording a new album. Do you have something new for us?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
What's that?
So I've been working on a series of songs called The Gold String, and it has a lot to do with the traveling that I've been doing, both personally and musically, professionally. There's always the joy of meeting people, and then the sadness of saying goodbye to them, and then there's a deeper sadness of saying goodbye to your family, you know, every few months, sometimes for a few months. And so The Gold String is about what stays connected even when you're far away, even when you're a few time zones away, even when you're a lifetime away, even with people who have passed on or people in the future in the past. So it's a kind of hippie vibe that I think it's so interesting that I grew up in this hippie environment, but it took till moving to Austin to really own it as an adult.
Well, that song sounds like it's so appropriate for this time of year, too.
Oh, well.
Thanksgiving, being around family.
Absolutely.
Thinking
yeah.
of family, thinking of people yeah. far away. It's, the Golden String, is it called?
Yeah, The Gold okay. String, yeah. Right.
Devin Sproul on Roots Down.
I'm imagining a golden string that is connecting everything, but especially beings where love has been. I've imagined it again and again so often. It isn't even imagining, it is making it happen. Meet me in the magic hour when the bridge is silhouetted in the pleasant valley. Look up when the moon is uncovered. Look for the burrowing owl on top of the satellite tower, giant sunflower, the golden rope. Its goal is mostly to go between people. It is a perpetual stretcher, an energetic connector. It can stretch down the street even when you can't see who you are loving after. It specializes in time zones, spangling clean in between them. Meet me at the beach at Onakaha, where you can go for your ocean slowness and can quiet your mind's riot. Look up when the golden eye pushes over. Don't miss the lesser yellow legs nesting next to the tamarack in the boreal forest. See, you don't even need to see or feel someone to seal it, though touching is like no other. Brightest glow is child to mother. And even if in loving you I was your only glow donor, you would be so golden and ropey, little yellow globular bob. And see, the golden string is invisible only until you remember it. And once you discover it hovering, you can never forget about it. You don't need to take pictures. If it is the golden string, it will sing forever like an unscheduled oriole at an otherwise unbeautiful funeral.
Devin Sproul on Roots Down with the Golden String. It's nice.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
So you and I met, I guess it must have been about 10 years ago at least, when you came into a radio station in Charlottesville to do a public service announcement for the Charlottesville Transit Service. You were encouraging people to save the planet.
Yeah, bring a bike
bring a bike and ride the bus. Not only did you come in and voice that and encourage people, but you wrote a little song about it.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
I don't.
You don't?
Do you?
Well, listen.
Oh, no.
Yes, listen to this.
Honk, honk, rattle, 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 crash, beep, beep. Honk, honk, rattle, 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 crash, beep, beep.
I love it.
That is your song for the Charlottesville Transit System.
It's beautiful. What a classic tune.
So
was Stratton Salitis with me, right?
Yes, it was.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, I just saw him the other day at Brady Earnhardt's release party. Came in from Hawaii, long hair and a tan. Ah. Oh.
And you and he did that little jingle, and
you know,
we put that together.
And there was a billboard thing that was on the side of the bus shelters that had me like on a bicycle with a cape that was flying in the breeze. And one time, my husband Paul and I found one of those ones, and it was just leaning against the shelter like it was being thrown away. So we took it and we put it in our basement, and it had a little mustache drawn onto my face. I don't know what we did. I think we gave it to a friend when we moved to Berlin. I wonder who has that. It was huge.
Well, when you are compiling things for your greatest hits album,
yeah,
remember I have this here.
I will, absolutely.
So that you can
put that
on there.
It's a good tune.
that was a good surprise. You should embellish it a little bit. So, speaking of performing, you're going to be performing tomorrow night. You're at the Southern Cafe Music Hall in Charlottesville.
In Charlottesville. It'll be my first show with a band since moving home.
You did a solo show, but this will be your first full band?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you've got a friend opening for you?
A friend and a family member, my brother-in-law, Matt Carreri, and the X-Friends, that's his band.
All right, wonderful. So you got one more song for us here.
Yeah, I'm going to do a number. I'm working on a name for it. It's either called In Front of Your Loved Ones, or it's called The Gold Thread. You tell me what you think, if that's confusing to have a song called The Gold String and a song called The Gold Thread. It's the same idea, though, so. Crash. There's my
rattle,
54.
Rattle, 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 beep, beep.
There's my 54 Gibson with all the respect.
Just put that anywhere. That's fine.
Okay. So, yeah, this song is, it's also in the song's also in the Gold Thread, Gold String series. It's a good time for fashion, yeah. A good time for music. It's a good time to be feeling the same instead of different. The smell of the subway, riding the show wave, stepping off of the train. The look you gave me was hungry. You gotta know what to show in front of your loved ones. Know when to go home in front of your loved ones. Lean in, but not too close, or the spell you wove will be broken in front of your loved ones. In front of your loved ones. In front of your loved ones. Yeah. In front of your loved ones. I thought I was done with the hustle. Slowing down, just moving couches around. But then the years reared up from under the rug. The room tipped over like salvia. I felt a love coming up from a quieter side. Felt a breath blowing straight onto the fire inside. I didn't tell anyone where I was going. Yeah, everything was different without it showing. Ooh, and if you had looked, you would have missed it. Even if you had asked, I would have twisted it. Cracked skin under my wedding ring. Stone face, rationalizing everything. I stopped giving a shit. I thought, what if this is it? Climbing a miserable ladder and living in the negative. And then I felt the golden thread. How it sticks and how it connects. You don't have to touch, you just have to love and keep out of your head. To feel the golden thread. And keep out of your head. Lean into what they say to feel the golden thread. With a willingness to be changed, keep out of your head. Yeah, it's a good time for fashion to feel the golden thread. It's a good time for music and keep out of your head. Oh, it's a good time to be feeling, to feel the golden thread. The same instead of different, keep out of your head. To feel the golden, keep out of your head. To feel the golden, keep out of your head. To feel the golden, and keep out of your head. To feel the golden.
Devin Sproul on Roots Down from Public Radio WVTF. So what are you going to call it?
I don't know. What do you think?
I like in front of your loved ones.
Okay.
I do. I like
what
that
to do and what not to do in front of your loved ones.
In front of your loved ones. Thank you so much for driving down from Charlottesville to be with us here.
Oh, it was,
I know it's a trek, but I appreciate it.
I just listened to your station. I'm such a fan, so it's an honor to be here.
Thank you so much, and have a safe trip back, and have a great show. That's Saturday night at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall. Devin Sproul, thank you.
You even said my name right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Luke.